Hello and welcome to the Peachy Talk podcast. My name is Eva Lamsdorff and today I'm bringing you a bonus episode. This will be episode 121 and this is going to be a bonus episode while we are preparing for the new season, season 4 of the podcast, as well as preparing to release some of the material from season 3 that has not been fully processed yet. So today I wanted to talk about why the literature review is actually important. Now, I've seen an increased number of social media posts recently and how we can do our literature review 10 times faster, 50 times faster, 100 times faster using ChatGPT. And while I'm all for using tools to make our work lighter and more efficient, I do have some serious concerns when it comes to brushing over some of the vital tasks of research itself, that is the literature review. So there's also a part of me that has a knee-jerk reaction saying that, well, if we're all going to be doing our literature reviews 100 times faster than before, nobody is going to spend the time with my papers anymore, and I feel neglected as a researcher. Oh, joking aside. But really what I wanted to focus on today is how the literature review is actually an essential part of research itself. For me personally, when I start a new project, a new topic, the literature review is the solid basis of everything. So I have worked on a wide variety of topics, as you can see from my publication list, and every time I've had to delve into the literature. And it's that literature review and the time spent thinking about the findings of others that have shaped my research. You cannot write, you cannot research without reading. So the part of the literature review that is the reading and digesting what we have read is something that needs time. You need to be marinating, so to say, in the findings and thoughts of others before you can have something coherent to say about the topic yourself. So in specific, I want to say that the literature review is, of course, crucial in finding the gap in the literature and what you will be specifically working on. It's also crucial in understanding in depth the topic and the wide variety of findings that may be out there and the different opinions that may be out there. It's crucial to be well-read. And being well-read means to sit with the material, to read it in depth when necessary, to ponder, to digest, to marinate, and not to go 100 times faster and do your literature review in, I don't know, 2 hours or something like that. It's just, it's not sufficient to get a good grasp of the topic. ChatGPT may be able to read super fast and digest things for us, but it's not going to replace our brain. And then when you're at the end of a research project, you need to be well-read to be able to write a good discussion. So remember, your discussion should always engage with the literature, should contrast the literature where necessary, should discuss at a higher level, not just based on your findings, but at the level of your literature review, it should be broader. So if you are not well-read, then you cannot write a proper discussion section. So these are my main observations that I wanted to share in this very short episode. I think that literature reviews are crucial. You should be spending sufficient time reading, and we cannot just speed them up and have AI replace the way we read and think about these things. It's also one of the joys of doing research. So why would you want to outsource it to a computer in the first place? So with these observations and grumblings of the day, I thank you all for listening, and I will be back next week with a very short bonus episode until we get our next season back on the rails. Thank you so much for listening.